Blog Talk Radio.
Let it be real. Let it be real. Let it be.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So
So once again, we thank God for you, each and every one of you here tonight. And tonight, we're going to very familiar passage of scriptures. Amen. Proverbs 31 says, "Who can verse 10? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband do safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need to spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She will seek wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She rises also while it is yet night, and give meat to her household and a portion to her handmaids. She considers the field and buy it. With the fruit of her hands she plant the vineyard. She girds her loins with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She lay her hands in the spindle of her hand, the spindle of her hands hold the staff. She stretches out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reach forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh her earrings, coverings of her tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth, and delivereth girdles to the merchant. She strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in the time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excelst them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord shall be praised. Giveth her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates." Tonight we want to talk about the priceless woman. And if anyone who would like to call in, we encourage you to dial in 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box. Amen. If anyone have any questions or comments and even prayer requests, amen, we invite you to call in. But yes, so we talk about the priceless woman. I have noticed through the years the change or the value that a lot of women have changed upon themselves as well as other people's value upon a woman. It saddens me because when I see, I'll perfect example. When I was coming up, my years in high school, elementary, middle school, you know, if someone was called out, the name was cussed or called a female dog, oh, you know, just the derogatory name, you know, they would call any of that. A woman would pretty much have a funk fit. I mean, you would know, you just said something you had no business saying, and she will let you know. And when she gets to read your rights, you or nobody, you don't come to her any kind of way, you don't say anything. But now, today, in 2015, we have where the music culture has changed so much. And well, let me go back there. When we were coming up, the standard the standard in the life standard was different. When it came down to how a woman, you know, is represented, you know, and things pertaining to that, the standard was different. A woman would be mindful or careful how about her appearance. More, I should say. Because they didn't want to be classified and be put into categories like so easily people do. Now, I admit sometimes the way that men sometimes put women in categories is not right. Because if a man did certain kinds of acts, you know, with females, you know, they would be considered a back daddy and, you know, they would get a high five. But on the flip side, the woman would be looked on wrong or downward treated, you know, treated, you know, like she belittled herself. You know, they would try to read her rights. But then the man would get a high five for what they do or what didn't do. So society has changed a lot of that. But the fact of the matter is, when it comes to the house of God, if anywhere a woman should be valued, it should be valued in the house of God. But the problem is, too, that we have some of the same mess going on in the church that we do have on the outside. And it should not be. Because bottom line is, we know how God talks about treating our wives and you know, and about those that we love in that manner. Amen. He wants us to love them and respect them. But a lot of times, because that respect has been compromised and lost, there's some things that happen that's really not even necessary to even happen. You know, we take hits from society that we shouldn't even be taking. Okay? But then, too, a lot of times it's self-inflicted. We must know our value and our worth. Now, women, we're going to talk to women tonight because I know we can actually almost take care of two birds with one stone when we address, you know, women tonight, because, you know, this is Mother's Day, and if you're not a mother, you probably will be one day, you know, and if you are one now, well, there's some things that we got to understand. How is the world viewing, especially a Christian woman, and then how do we, as Christian men, view our Christian women, with sisters in the body of Christ? And it's very important that we understand at the level of respect is presented is going to be the level of respect that is received or even given. When we see the fact that as we see the change happen in society, we have to keep in mind that we are here to make things better. We have to be mindful that the fact of the matter is the way we present ourselves and present each other is the way that people are going to receive us. For instance, a woman, if you present yourself as one that has standards, one has goals, and you understand your worth, then society can't do too much with you because in the sense of, okay, if that's where you put yourself on, you respect yourself, then they're going to have to comply and you know, do that. But if you don't present yourself with standards, it's not going to blow over right. It's not going to be received the way it needs to. And what actually happens is you set yourself up for fail. You know, women, God, please hear me tonight when I say that it's very important as a woman, as you present yourself to a man, make sure you're presenting yourselves in a way that's going to be respectful, first of all, to you, that they will appreciate and understand who they have, make sure you're not compromising your standards, or your, who know your ways, that's not going to be God's best for you. Because when you start compromising yourself, you begin to give yourself away, or you begin to lose who you are, your identity. And this is very important today because we understand the priceless woman is one who understands her worth. You cannot put a dollar amount on who she really is. Amen. If anyone who want to call in, the number is 347-945-5416. We're talking about that priceless woman. You got to hold yourself in a level of respect that you have to be able to read. Amen. Yes. You know, we have a caller. Caller, go ahead and speak. Caller just chimed in. You can speak.
She's on the line. She said she want to ask you a question.
Oh, Apostle.
Yes.
This is for someone to be prayed for. This is what this right here is for.
Okay. All right. Please be prayed for. Go ahead.
This lady, she had texted me while I was online, and she said that she had lost her cool, and it's amazing that you was teaching about this, but she said she had lost her cool in church 2 days ago. She said because this 20-year-old abusive guy was, she could not get him to stay away from her daughter, which was 17 years old. And now she says that her daughter just turned 18, and she had to pray and let her go. So she asked me to pray for her and her family. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. That's praise God for the confirmation for real. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come and intercept in this situation right now in Jesus' name. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for divine intervention in this matter in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for first of all helping this young lady, first of all, to understand her worth. And I see where the father has not been connecting her life the way she needs to be. She's looking for love in all the wrong places. This is why she's accepting this abuse. This is it really, which is not even called for, but because this is the type of person that he is, and if what she had, and we have to, and we combat that spirit right now in Jesus' name, that spirit of abuse, that it will not continue on from here. Because if this person leaves, that it would not be a person of the same spirit but different face. So we bind the cycle of abuse in Jesus' name, that it will not be a part of her life in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We break right now in Jesus' mighty name. We shed, we cut the tie in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you for exposure, helping her open up her eyes and see. We break, or we command the blindness to fall off, that she will begin to see and understand her work. And we pray for her self-esteem, Lord, that she will begin to see herself the way she needs to see, that she will not compromise her life, compromise her standard, compromise her body, compromise, oh God, just compromise it all. Help her to lift up the standard and keep the standard up. Let her to understand. Matter of fact, help her, Lord God. When she looks in the mirror, she will begin to see herself as who she really is. She will see the value of her life. She will understand that she's priceless. There's no dollar amount can be put on her life because she's priceless. Thank you for helping her to see it and receive it and understand it, Lord God. We thank you for change happening right now as we speak. We break this generational curse. We break this generational curse. And also we come against, we break this soul tie between these two in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We set her free now. And, Lord, we thank you for her cooperating with the change and not going back to the vomit in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father, we thank you for deliverance right now of this situation of abuse. Help her to see and understand her work. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And thank you also, Lord God, for helping her mother to be patient and to be wise, even through this situation that will not cause her to compromise her freedom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Paul.
Amen. Thank you for that input. Amen. And that prayer. Amen. So amen. So that even adds momentum to what we were saying, because it goes back to self-esteem. Let me say this. Low self-esteem can start in the womb of a mother with a child. That mother may say, you know what, I don't want this pregnancy. All that she's saying and feeling, the child is right there to receive it. The hints of being, the child is feeling this. The child knows when there's a disconnect from the mother. And this is where low self-esteem, the value begins to drop of that person, that child's life, and if it's worth. So now, through the years, this is being said, by the way, the mother asks the child, rejects the child, and everyone else rejects the child. Then the child grows up feeling with the head down and not the head up, and feeling not too good about themselves, not caring. And then, too, if people are not actually giving the child attention and even caring, it adds insult to injury. So now you begin to develop a pattern of seeing themselves less than what they really are. So as we see here, the only way this is going to be changed, we have to understand our worth. We have to understand where our validation comes from. Amen. We have to understand when we actually talk about our worth in God, we have to truly understand that God made you. Now, see, listen here. The man was made from the dust of the earth, but the woman was made from the rib of the man. God, when God made the woman, he didn't do the same process that he made the man. He went a different way. And so because of the uniqueness of the woman and the worth of the woman, he didn't actually make her directly from the ground like he did the man. But he made from the rib. That's why when the Bible says when a man finds a wife, when he finds that rib, he finds a good thing. And guess what? He also obtains favor with the Lord. This is good in the sight of God. This woman, she has to see herself the way she needs to see her. Because without that, she would not understand her worth. Our validation comes from God, not man. When we understand where our validation comes from, we can begin to really understand our worth. And we also go to God to get the encouragement or to find out who we are and really understand our identity. This is where we have identity crisis, because people are going to people and getting and looking for validation. And when we as men and women of God go to people looking for validation instead of God, now we get people's opinion. God is obligated. He is not obligated to back up opinion, but he's only obligated to back up his word. He said, "You are fearfully and wonderfully made." And we were made fearfully and wonderfully made. And then we were made in his image. So if we was made in his image, then why are you looking for man, a man, or people to validate who we are? Let me focus on the women. But why? See, the world will give you its opinion. What the world, okay, it's like this. It's like this. You can go to a pawn shop. You may have spent, say, $20,000 on a ring. Just to say, $20,000 on a ring. You go to the pawn shop, they're not even going to give you half of that. They won't even give you half of that. They'll give you a little knockoff price. See, what it is, when you go to a pawn shop, you're agreeing to whatever you bring there to decrease the value and get chump change. These things may have, you may have probably paid top dollar for things, or that wedding ring may have cost $20,000. And they'll say because of maybe because of a bad marriage experience or whatever, essentially they're divorced and you still have the rings, or you go to quote unquote hawk your rings because of the bad, you know, bad marriage situation, because the marriage wasn't all of that, they're going to knock $10,000 off just from the top of because it wasn't a good marriage. So because the ring's value isn't worth that much because the marriage wasn't good. So they'll do stuff like that. But really, it's really undermining or bringing down the value in your worth. You must know women of God and women of God and women in general. You have to know that you're priceless, that no man could put a price tag on your head. That's like when people remain slaves. You can't put a dollar amount on a person. But because of the mentality, our mentality, we allow this to happen. Women, you must see and understand your worth. You're priceless. No dollar amount should be able to be put on you for you. You are allowing yourself to be taken down to change. And so this is here. We see when we see the Proverbs 31 woman, we see a woman of worth, a woman of value, a woman who understands her worth, understands what she brings to the plate. She understands that when she comes on the scene, she makes things happen. Amen. All right, let's move on a little further. He said, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. And once again, for anyone who need to call in or have a question, a comment, prayer, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get into queue box. Amen. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Listen, he couldn't even put it in dollar amounts. He said it's far above rubies, jewels, far above jewels. A woman of virtue, strength, power, confidence. A woman who understands. You know, this is one thing I like to say. I know there's some women who like to use kind of wild language and this and that. You know, sometimes women feel they have to be very loud to be noticed and to be respected and this and that. But, you know, when you're a powerful woman, you can walk in. You can walk in and make an impact in the atmosphere without even saying a word. Just your presence by itself demands the attention. It's strong. Because you see, the more you understand your worth and value, the greater authority that you walk in because you understand who you are. A lot of times when a woman does not understand who her value or what her worth is, you know, she acts it out. She acts it out so much so to where she actually takes away from who she really is. And so as people are seeing you, they're seeing your lack of confidence. They see that you don't understand your worth. You see that you don't understand your value. So they accommodate you there. They start treating you like that. Why are they not respecting me? Well, because you don't respect yourself. And they feel, well, if you don't respect yourself, why should I respect you? That's the mentality. Not saying it's right, but that's how people begin to think. Well, if you don't know your worth, then it doesn't even mean, you know, let me stop that. Let me just treat you like hell. No, that's why we must understand our value, understand the worth. You're priceless. No, not enough money can be put on the table for you. But you have to see that. See, it's like this. Someone may have a whole bunch of a boat of money. They could be throwing money on the table at you. You know when they'll stop? When you start taking it. Oh, so you might stop at $100,000. Some people may start at $10,000. You know, whatever it is, whatever you jump in. You just claim your worth. And 9 times out of 10, maybe 10 times out of 10, is not even your true value. You're priceless. So, women, understand that. That is very important for you. In order for you to be impactful and really walk in your identity and be effective in this world the way you need to be, you have to understand your worth. That's why when it comes to a man, women, we have to understand that the way you present yourself to a man is how he's going to take it, how he's going to... See, if you carry yourself as one who's respectable and you respect yourself, then he knows he has to respect you. And see, but women, you know what? It is not even all your fault. No, it's not. It's not. A major part of this problem is the men. Because it goes back to the father in the house. This is so important. This is why I'm learning, because I have four daughters, you know, in my home. And as I'm seeing this thing, there's times my wife will be fixing my daughter's hair, and once she finishes, even though her mom's right there, she will say how to look. She comes straight. They'll come looking for daddy. That's what they do. They come looking for daddy. And I had that one shot to answer right. Beautiful, I love your hair. And I'm saying it because she is. But they look for that validation. And see, I'm the first Jesus they'll see. I'm the first one, first male they ever know, especially being a father there, you know, besides a brother. But when he's actually told me to be an example and is showing them true love, it's going to be dad, the father. And if I don't do my part, now I'm leaving it up to everyone else, including the world, to do my part. And when the world get a hold to it, they're going to tear her value down. They're not going to really build her up. They're going to tear her down. That's why if you notice a confident woman, a lot of people are afraid of that woman. They're very afraid of a confident woman. When she understands her worth and her value, and have a standard and hold that standard, it's a dangerous woman. Because now people understand that, man, she can also influence other people too. You have power of influence. You understand your worth, your value. You understand your authority that you walk in. They fear you. Because they can't stop you. And a lot of times, that's what they do. And that's why we have to really understand our worth and really walk in that thing and not allow the enemy to persuade us otherwise. That's why the fathers have such a great value in a daughter's life. You know, when the father's not there, where is that validation, or where is that example, that godly example, that first Jesus that they see? Where is that example? Then we talk about the gatekeeper of the home. You notice when we were coming up, a girl who had a father home, you didn't come in any kind of way. Because why? Because they had a father. And that father already looked at you, he already looking at you like you're guilty. What you want to do with my daughter? Why you see my daughter? What you want to see my daughter for? They already got their eye on you before you even get there. And he will check you out, too. And the father's like a hound dog. He watches and see if he can detect any fear in you. Then he know you're sneaky. You know you've been up to something. But if you come there with manners, confident, understand who you are. You're the Jones boy. But you have a good head on your shoulder. You make good grades, you know. You present yourself well. And then too, if he know your family, oh, yeah, I went to school with your dad. And he know your good people from either your mom's side or daddy's side. Now you're in good graces. Because they can recognize where you're from. They can recognize your lineage that you're from. Now, if you come from the east side over there, and your dad been Dirty Harry, your mom is Slick Susie, now he would have a problem. Because he know you come from a lineage that ain't good. And most likely, you might not be good either. And it can be a stereotype. It could be something that you can just kind of, you know, it may not be the full case, because there are some good apples that come out of a bad bunch. There are some good apples. But the fact of the matter is, the chances are kind of slim. That's why you have to make up in your mind and make sure that you, because, see, you would know that person technically better than your parent would. And that's why you have to know where you stand and know where they stand, too. That's why when you're dating and you understand, you start courting, you need to ask those questions, those hard questions, those questions that make them feel uncomfortable. How do you feel about sex? What's your mindset about a woman? What's your idea about a woman? Do you believe in more than one marriage? I mean, as far as, you know, like having more than one wife at the same time. Because you'd be surprised. We in the United States, and people have a lot of different crazy ways of thinking. You can't think just because we're in the United States, everybody just thinks this is one monogamous relationship. That's not always true. So, once again, if anyone who would like to call in, ask some questions, give prayer, anything, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. We won't get into all the scriptures tonight, but even as we go along here, let's go to verse 11. The heart of her husband doeth safely trust in her. Because that woman understands her worth, her value, and that man understands his wife, and they have a connection, he can trust her. They're on the same page. He knows her. She knows him. You know, it is when you can't trust a person, that's a relationship that ain't going nowhere fast. Without trust, you have nothing. And that's the thing. If you can't trust them now, what makes you think you can trust them later? If you can't trust them and they're having some hard talks with you now, and you're just courting. Let me say this too. Women, watch the signs. Just like when we're driving on the highway, we have to watch the signs to know what's ahead. Watch the signs. If he doesn't treat his mother good, watch the signs. If he likes to raise his hand up when he talks to you, like he's about to slap you, watch the signs. If he lets he's talking calm, but when he gets all in himself, he lets himself say some stuff. I'll call you out your name, call you out the way. Watch the signs. There's some stuff that happens before you get married and say I do that you can see where this is going. Watch the signs. And listen, don't be afraid of being alone. That's sometimes too. Some people are afraid to be alone, so they don't want to deal with the stuff. So here it is, because of that, you accept whatever they dish out. Your value is far more greater than rubies. And it's far more greater than being degraded daily. That's, you know, this, and that's what they say, that verbal abuse is worse than physical abuse. You get hit, you know, it hurts, and your pride hurt too, but you get back up. But verbal abuse, you just constantly tear down that person's soul. You really tear down that person's soul. It cuts deeper. That's why it hurts worse. See, when you get hit, you know, someone slap you, abusing or physically abused, that's outside of you. Of course, that has a toll too. But when someone is verbally tearing you down, telling you you're nothing, I made you, you never be nothing, you this and that, I got plenty more other people who want to be with me. Yeah, they're tearing down your soul. Inside of your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. They're inside your mind to tear you down, to break you down, to make you think that you're no one. Your will, breaking your will to make you give it to whatever they want to say just because they're attacking you and you trying to have peace in the midst of chaos. Break you down in your will. And here there's your emotions. Now tear you down emotionally to now make you a slave to whatever they want to do. Have you crying. You know, you being tormented in fear. Price. The priceless woman. There's no price to be able to be put on your head. And you far greater than rubies. But you got to believe that. I can tell you that all day long, but if you don't receive it and believe it, what good is it? So we have to make a choice not to accept abuse. Physical, emotional, I mean, and whatever any kind of abuse it could be, spiritual. We have to make up in our mind. The enemy is never going to make it easy. He's always trying to find a way. He's always trying to find a way to come against who you really are because he's trying to find a way to break you down. See, think about it. If he can break you down, now you take whatever he dish at you. If he can get you emotionally wrecked, you can't stand. You have no defense against some of the stuff that he wants to throw at you. If he can break your will, you won't be strong at all. You give it to every whatever he say, you give it to. All right, let's go further. Amen. Okay, so that he shall have no need of spoil. The heart of her husband do safely trust in her, so that he have no need of spoil. Other words, he knows that she's going to take care of business. She's not going to waste. Like some men, you know, who have some money, they end up getting these women who they just want to look for a man for a paycheck. I mean, not a paycheck, but just spend their money. You know, and so it's not like she's watching over his investment, but she's trying to spend everything she can get. And so that goes for even a man who didn't get attention to school. Matter of fact, he may have wanted to talk to someone as a girl, little girlfriend, and for some reason the people would never give him a chance, never give him the time of day. So now as a man, he's a business owner. He may work in a good corporation, make some good money, and he has to feel he has to buy love, buy attention. Now his money has become his God. Because now, because of money, he feels like he's somebody. Money makes him feel like somebody. Money builds him up to make him, gives him a false humility to make him think that he's important. You know, or he's making him feel that he's important. But money, he feels like no one. So now you've given money power in your life that it should never have. See, the love of money is the root of all evil. Not money itself. That's just dead president's paper. But for what money can do, people start having a passion for getting money because they feel they need it. Oh, I need to have some money to feel like I'm somebody. If I don't have a certain amount of dollars in my pocket, then I'll be classified as a nobody or people won't pay me no attention. So you can try to live off being, making a scene for yourself and making yourself feel good because you got some money to buy whatever you want. And so you think everyone, now see, the thing is about it, when you have a mentality like that, now you think everyone is like that. To where you throw a few dollars on the table, then people will just do whatever you want. That's not true. Like Simon, like how Peter said to Simon in the book of Acts, you and your money perish. You can't buy love. You can't buy friendship. You can't buy attention. Well, you know, some people, they're probably, you know, but it's not normal. It's not going to happen like that. Amen. If anyone had to call in, the number 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, and press 1 to get in the queue box. That's what we must know our value, our worth. Okay. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. When you have one who understands the worth and value of the person that they're with and also the relationship that they have together, and you know that they're on your side and not working against you, that's something that people can build off of. They can know, you know what, I know of anyone, I know you on my side. And when a man can know that a woman is on his side, that woman can ask for anything she wants, basically. If it's in his power to get it, she got it. And same way with a woman, too. She knows that she's drinking thick and thin. You with her. You can stick with her and stand with her. Not cast her away. You'll be surprised how that can begin to, you know, how it begins to bring animal strength to the relationship because they understand each other, they know each other, they walk with each other. Amen. All right, so we move on from it. And in not evil, all the days of her life, all the days of her life. Some women, they've been taught that you can't love on that man too much. Now you gotta keep him away, keep him warm. And then on top of that, have you a stash, put some money in, have you a stash just in, you know, so when that time comes, you may gotta leave or whatever, you have the money. The only problem is with that, well, not the only problem, one of the problems is with that, now you're planning to fail. You're planning to fail. You're planning, you're plotting and planning from something grandmother teach you to fail. Okay, you already got in your mind, this ain't gonna work, I'm just gonna go ahead and do this now and have when it don't work. Well, you're speaking, you're working it, you're working the example of it, and you're causing some things to happen because your actions, you begin to act out what you believe. This is why we have to be careful who we receive instruction from. Because everyone did not have a successful marriage. You got to make sure you in your third or fourth marriage and here this person is, you know, someone's trying to give you advice who have been married three or four times. Now, unless they're saying, they're telling you stuff this don't do because they did it and they finally don't work, that's one thing. But they really can't tell you how to have a strong marriage because they didn't have that. And because they never had that, they really can't tell you that. And if we listen to that, then, you know, I don't know how you all should feel. But anyway, if you listen to that, now you bring in corruption into your home. So we got to be careful. Understand the worth of your of each other to yourself. The more storms and things you go through, the more you endure trials and tests throughout the years, the more the value of your marriage increase. Like how some people say the more they go through, the less they you know, the value certain things. But really, the more you go through together as a couple, amen, but not even as a couple, or even as a couple, you begin to build a strong marriage because you know, and especially if they are participating right, doing what they have to do, amen, you get stronger together because you're learning that no matter what happens, you got this person on your side. And that brings security to any relationship because you know through the thick and thin that they've been there. Now, sometimes some things may happen to where the enemy may come in, but that's why you got to be mindful of the enemy's devices. We cannot sit there and watch the enemy plot and expect, you know, the good come out of that. When we understand our worth and value, we understand that the enemy does not like it. Okay, to seek. She seeks wool and flax, working willingly with her hands. She's, you know, she's skillful, amen. You know, using what you know best and use that as far as to help yourself. Okay, she is like the merchant's ship. She bring her food from afar. Amen. A good, you know, a woman of virtue, she understands, even if she has the money, but she don't want to waste. You know, she don't want to waste and just throw money around just because you have a little money. No, but she understands that she has a family that's dependent on her, and her husband trusts her decision. So because he trusts her decision, she wants to be wise with her choices. She wants to be wise in her purchase. She wants to be wise what she brings home to the family because she understands they trust her. Without trust, you have nothing. We're talking about that precious woman. Amen. Verse 15, she rises up. She rises also while it is yet night and give her meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She stands up late, or she gets up early or stays up late to make to divide the spoils or make sure everyone is taken care of in the home because she considers everyone else. She considers those who are among her. That's why you got to know who live among you. Amen. Amen. So as we go on further, she considers a field and buy it. See, once again, it goes back to what I'm saying. The husband trusts her judgment because she's a wise but virtuous woman. She understands that she is accountable to her husband, and she understands that what she allows, or what he, matter of fact, he's allowing her to exercise her right to to with the finances or whatever the affairs of the house. He's trusting. Okay. With the fruit of her hands, she planted in a vineyard. Amen. So she's, you know, she plans a vineyard. It's less known because of her worth as well. Once again, she's one thing I must say. When you have a person who's not afraid to get down in the trenches with you, man or woman, that's priceless. Some people don't have that. They may have a certain spouse in the marriage, but when it comes out to it, they'll leave themselves by themselves. They won't actually, you know, make a sacrifice to help them. You find the true worth of people. You really find out where they stand. All right, so as we go further, she girded her loins. She girded her loins with strength and strengthened her arms. Okay, she raised it while it was yet. She girded her loins with strength and strengthened her arms. She prepares herself to do what needs to be done. Physically, mentally, whatever which way. She makes that preparation because she understands what's at stake. She understands what she has to do for the family. Amen. She perceives that her merchandise is good. Her candle goes not out by night. She's working. She's always working on something. She's very progressive. That priceless woman is a progressive woman, a woman that she's working, using her skills, and to find a way to make it work for her. And that's what she's doing. She's trying to find a way to make the things work for her. Amen. And so her nights, a lot of times she spent a lot of nights up, up just doing stuff, preparing things for the family for the next day. All right. She lays her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretched out her hand to the poor. Yet she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She also, this woman, this precious woman, also understand the value of life. That she also reaches out to people who may be less fortunate, who may need a hand. She reaches out to them. She understands that she's been blessed because she has a husband and family that's moving forward, but this one may not have that. And she may feel that, that's never going to happen. That's not true. You know, we have to understand this all is a process and God is working it out. Okay. Verse 21, she is not afraid of the snow for her household. For all her household are clothed with scarlet. Amen. No fear, no fear. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. She's run as royalty. And she understands how to work those skills. Not afraid of the snow for her household. For all her household are clothed with scarlet. Very skillful woman. She made herself coverings of a tapestry. I'm sorry. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. The thing is about this, when you talk about a priceless woman, a great part of his success is her success. See, you got to understand, we are complete in Christ as a single, not necessarily saying you marry someone to become whole. That's not the idea. When you talk about a marriage, a partnership, what this thing is supposed to do, it's like a constant iron sharpening iron. That means you both supposed to bring out the best in one another. He brings out the best in you. You bring out the best in him. You know, and this is how you begin to, and so because of that, people see him function as a wise man, and they want that counsel among them. That's why you get to make room for you and bring you before great men. We have to be mindful that the fact that God has given us gifts and talents for a reason. it'll bring you before a greater level of audience. He'll bring you before some great people of God or some leaders of the world that who will listen to you because of what you speak. All right. Okay. Okay. Well, we have to start there. Oh gosh. But anyway. But once again, understand to be that example of that woman, that priceless woman that God wants you to be. You got to really live this thing out and understand your worth. Understand your worth to the point to where you understand that you're not a mattress. Don't just let people lay on you. You got to understand you're valuable. That you shouldn't just sit there and let people tear you down with their mouth. Or their fists, their hand, their body. You don't deserve that. You have to understand you deserve the best. You deserve to be treated like the best. And this is why we have spiritual fathers and spiritual mothers to help us along the way as we grow. Because it's very important. Because a lot of people out there, they're losing because they're not informed about who they are and things that God wants to do in their life. And we wonder why we're getting defeated when we've been sent to win. So glory to God. Thank God for each and every one tonight. We pray that just been a blessing to you tonight that you've received. And I thank you that I praise God that you shall also take this thing and apply it to your life. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as we lift your people before you. And we thank you, Lord God, for helping each and every one. Those who may need to be saved, Lord God, we thank you for them receiving you right now. I want you to repeat after me, whoever maybe needs to be saved. Lord, forgive me for my sins. I admit I'm a sinner, but your son Jesus died for me. And on the third day, he rose. Thank you, Lord, for helping me. I receive now your son Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Build me up, Lord God, where I've been down. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Amen. I receive the Lord as my personal Savior. Glory to God. Amen. So as you continue to go forth, amen. And for someone who may have needed to rededicate your life, Lord, I surrender, Lord. John 1:9 says, if my sin, you are faithful and just to forgive me. And cleanse me and bring me into all righteousness. So, Lord, I thank you for helping the cleansing. In Jesus' name, the process. Helping them to get back in right standing with you. And so, Lord, we thank you for them making the decision now to choose to turn from those wicked ways. Turn from every adultery way, anything that may have drawn them astray. We thank you for bringing them back to attention. That they will walk this thing out in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for redeeming us to right the fellowship with you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you all for once again for being on this weekend for this night, and we thank God for what we experienced. Talking about that perfect someone being that example that you need to be as a woman of God. Amen. A woman of virtue, power. Amen. So be encouraged. Amen. So have an awesome week on this week. Walk in power, walk in victory. Know who you are. If you don't know, get in that word. Find out who you are. What God feels, how he feels about you, how much he loves you. So, amen. I'm Apostle Martha Dupree, and we're signing off tonight. And just want to encourage you to truly be that virtuous woman that God has called you to be. Amen. Be that priceless woman. Amen. God bless you all. Amen. Yes.
Oh, okay. I was calling in for prayer, but I heard you say you was going to sign off.
Okay, well, that's probably you made it on, so you okay? There's a problem. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. What do you need prayer for?
For increase, I've been out of work since December, and I'm falling behind on my bills. I draw my unemployment, and I get, child support, but I have bills, I have a car to pay for. And I just need you all to, if you would, touch and agree with me, for God, to give me a miracle
and open up doors for me and give me direction, you know, which way I should be going, what I should be doing.
Okay. What are you good at doing? What kind of profession are you looking to get into?
I was a refund supervisor. That's where you refund overpayment, dealing with insurance in a medical billing office.
Okay.
Yeah, that's basically what I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of degree do you have?
I don't have one. That's what I'm doing. I'm contemplating too about going back to school. So
yeah, go finish. Your degree waits on you. Your degree is waiting on you. Go finish. How long would you have?
Oh, I'm basically starting over. I did 4 months and then I stopped.
Okay.
I was doing
right.
Online. Yeah.
Okay. Well, be encouraged and I believe go for it. This greater awaits you. Amen. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as we stand with our sister tonight. We thank you, Lord God, that you are a way maker, and we thank you. We thank you for helping her right now and giving her direction, giving her wisdom on this journey in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I thank you right now for giving her clarity, giving her even the right context, the right people that can even help her along the way, even for the right job that she needs like yesterday, the job she needs like yesterday. We call in today with the Kronos and Kairos. We come together, Lord God. Thank you right now for you bringing the essence of time in Jesus' name, Lord God, that you shall cause things to happen quickly. In Jesus' mighty name, we crush the work of the enemy. Right now, in Jesus' name, that's been trying to hold her back. We bind every lax spirit in Jesus' name that's been upon her. In Jesus' name, we also break generational curse. In Jesus' name, Lord God, for lack, it will not be her portion. You're going to use her to break loose the tie. In Jesus' name, cut the tie. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you and use her as an example, God, to the rest of the family, that you are bringing change. And so, Lord, I thank you right now for giving her, for strengthening her heart, that she will stick with this, Lord God, and she will fight it out. Quitting is not an option. In Jesus' name, Lord God, thank you for the opportunity. Lord, thank you for the job that you're about to open up for her. Thank you, Lord God, that this job here will come with favor. Thank you for the favor, open up this opportunity for the job, that she will get in an opportunity that's going to help her to advance and go forth in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for strengthening her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for moving on her behalf. Excuse me, in Jesus' name, thank you for giving her the opportunity, Lord God, showing her, using her skills in Jesus' mighty name, Lord God. Thank you for bringing forth the deliverance, Lord God, that you have set her free. I bind every oppression. I bind the spirit of depression in the name of Jesus. It will not come against her mind. In Jesus' name, even anxiety, we bind every anxiety attack in Jesus' name. We take over. You take you over now. We cast you down in Jesus' name. Set her free in her spirit, soul, and her body in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I thank you right now that she will not cast away her confidence, but she will stand strong in Jesus' name. And she will, Lord God, even in spite of what the time has said, far since she's been out of work, Lord, you are the redeemer of the time. Just like yesterday, today you can do it and bring her back up this power before the end of the night. Thank you, Lord God, for redeeming her time. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, thank you for renewing her confidence and her strength. That she will not cast away her confidence and give up, but she will stand, she will stand, she will stand. Now, Lord, I thank you as she reads Ephesians chapter 6 and reads Matthew verse 10 through 22 and study and read your whole of that word. And also Philippians chapter 4 and rest on those scriptures, Lord God, that she will not give in no matter what situation that she's standing, that she will be content waiting on you. So, Father, we thank you for encouraging her heart. She will think about the good things, Lord God, that she will not hold the bad. We even give entertain the enemy. We bind the voice of the enemy trying to speak in your ear. In Jesus' mighty name, we silence the enemy and torment you, trying to tell you're going to lose everything. You're not going to make it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. She will be strong. She will be strengthened in Jesus' name. Your grace is upon her. That you're going to cause her to excel. Thank you for the new job in Jesus' name and for the pay that's going to help her to rebound and get out of this hole. Thank you, Lord. You know what, Lord? I thank you also for debt cancellation. for canceling some debts as well in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You're going to call some of the debts to be wiped out in Jesus' name. You're going to cause some things to happen that they're going to forgive some things. It's going to cause her to advance and come and to be caught up, bring her up to par, bring her up to date in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father, we thank you for your favor that's upon her right now in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we thank you for a new vehicle. Lord God, that you open an opportunity for her to get another vehicle, a dependable ride that's going to help her to also excel in Jesus' name. So, Father, we thank you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, glory, and honor. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. You are the thank you for, Lord, as we release the winds of change in her life now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Can I ask a question?
Yes,
this is
sir.
Nathan, can I ask a question? I see 601. Where are you located at?
In Mississippi.
Oh, Mississippi?
Yeah.
This is your. Can I send you some information?
Sure. Who is this?
Nathan, I'm the host of the radio show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nathan on the spot. Yeah.
Okay.
I can hook you up with some people out that way.
Amen.
Amen.
I might not get it to you tonight, but in the next couple of days, I'll have something that you can look at to see if you're interested. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
What did you say your name was now? You don't have to give me your whole name. I just, who I asked for, you have a nickname or something?
Dre.
Dre?
Dre. That's my nickname. Uh-huh.
Okay, Dre. How do you spell Dre?
D-R-E-A.
D?
R-E-A.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, stay encouraged and amen. You know, just definitely keep things open before you. Don't shut down the change, you know, just be ready for whatever. God may say, look, I may want you to do this. I may move you out of here and you bring it here. So you'd be surprised, you know. And guess what? God can also create a position for you and everything. So be encouraged. God bless you. Have a good night. Do come back again, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, all right. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you.
All right. Amen. Well, is there anyone else before we get on out of here? Amen.
All right, look, Clem, she just caught you right at the end. I mean, it had to be God.
I mean, yes, I'm telling you. Because I was just about to
I couldn't get to the bell or nothing to ring it in. You know, she just
okay.
knows the pop in, so that was God.
Wow, that was good. Well, praise God. God worked it out for her. Amen. So she sure got it tonight. Amen. Well, thank you all. God bless you all. And, amen. And I thank you, Brother Nathan, for definitely working with us. Amen. We appreciate that. It was a great night tonight. Enjoy it.
All right.
Yes, sir. But you have a good night.